You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter the artistic director, the executive director, the director, the everything guy from Courthouse Center for the Arts. Mr. Richard Erickson is here. Welcome back, Richard.
Hi, Mike.
Great to have you back again.
Thank you.
And Richard and I, before the show started tonight, have decided that we're going to do a little potpourri.
A potpourri.
A potpourri of Courthouse Center for the Arts upcoming and past events.
Yeah.
And we'll give you the inside story. Don't tell anyone. We'll give you the inside story. Nonsense is coming up, and that's really what this show is about.
Yes, it's habit forming.
I get it. Well, it's a great show. We're going to find out all about it. It's such a great show that we're not only going to mention it tonight, but we're going to do another show just about nonsense in a couple weeks on the opening weekend.
Yeah, it's because the show is so deep and profound, we need two shows to cover it.
Two shows, ladies and gentlemen. We'll cover that. But we're going to start with a little bit of an update of what's been going on at Courthouse Center for the Arts. We just had, back in February and March, Avenue Q was a smash success and got rave reviews.
Yeah, it did. It was great.
And it was a lot of fun. I was there. It was a very neat
puppets
thing. Puppets doing things.
Doing things, right.
And for those of you that don't know about Courthouse Center for the Arts, it's been around for a while, but Richard is relatively new on the scene. You've been there for not even a year yet, right?
No, just about 8 months. I'm relatively old.
Well, that's good. And you're going to be bringing lots of wonderful things there. After Avenue Q was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that just closed just a week or so ago.
Yeah, the cool thing was the coat that filled the room. I mean, the coat was just amazing.
It was the largest coat I've ever seen in my life.
Me too.
It had to be like a 50-foot coat.
It was a 50-foot coat.
And the American Music Series, which is something new at Courthouse Center for the Arts, has just started. Started last week, sponsored by Arnold Lumber Company, our friends just down the road.
Yep.
And tell us about a little bit about the American Music Series.
Well, last Thursday night, we premiered with Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones and Ursula George, starring our local wonderful vocalist, Lori Urso. And it was a big smash.
Excellent. And we'll play a cut or two from that later on in the program. But we want to give you a little teaser about Nonsense first off in this segment. So, Richard, tell us about Nonsense. How did this? Why choose that play? Any particular reason?
Well, it's made me laugh so hard over the years. When I was at Theater by the Sea, I think we did it twice, and then we did it again at PPAC, starring Arlene Violet. Arlene Violet, wonderful Arlene, and it hasn't been done here in a long time. And more importantly, it hasn't been done here with the original New York star Marilyn Farina, who is going to come to the courthouse to play, once again, the Mother Superior.
Wow, the original Broadway star
is
coming here to our little neighborhood.
Yeah, and she's no older than she was 20 years ago. It's amazing.
She looks exactly the same.
Exactly.
You know,
the same.
Arlene was on our show last year when she had a new play debut at Trinity Rep called The Family. And that was great. And she's a great person. And for those of you that don't know why she would have starred in that, she's the former Attorney General of Rhode Island. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this, Richard.
Did that have anything to do with
why she
wrote the play?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Yes, it does. She was the first female Attorney General in the United States. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
See that? See?
Here's what I know. Arlene, I hope I'm right about this. I believe she was also a nun.
Yes.
I believe she was
a nun.
Well,
that's what I was leading to. I was going to say, that's how...
Stepped on your thing, sorry.
No, that's all right. That's how she ended up being in Nonsense and why that was such a great tie-in.
It was.
So she
I
left.
Think we sold out a week at PPAC, which is, you know, 2,800 seats.
It's more than that, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it 33? We sold out a week with Arlene, with Nonsense.
That's it's a great show. We're gonna do a whole show about that. But right now we're gonna play one tune from Nonsense just to tease you a little bit. What is this one?
This is called Nonsense is Habit Forming.
Sounds good to me. Here we go.
To share with you the humor of the nun.
Nonsense is habit forming, let us tell you why.
When a sister gets applause, it's a special high.
There is nothing we can do once we get a laugh or two. It's something we cannot control once we're on a roll.
Hey, did you hear the one about the traveling sales nun? She really was a gas. Rode into town upon a horse and landed on her ass.
Sister! Nonsense may be habit forming, but let us draw the line.
Cut the cheap shots, why be common?
We can be divine.
Everybody's here, so let's tell them who we are.
This is Sister Robert Ann. She sings and drives the car. Sister Mary Amnesia doesn't know her real name.
A crucifix fell on her head, her memory's gone, what a shame.
Sister Hubert is our novice mistress and our guiding light.
She's second in command and stands at Reverend Mother's right.
Sister Leo is the youngest. As a novice, she's brand new.
And I'm your Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Regina. That's who.
Nonsense is habit forming, that's what people say. We're here to prove that nuns are fun, perhaps a bit risque. We still wear our habits to retain our magic spell. Though we're on our way to heaven, we're here to raise our bell.
Okay, there you have Nonsense. A little bit of an interesting beginning to that tune. Felt like the Sound of Music. It did. We made that comment.
I think that's the whole joke of the thing. It starts out, you think you're going to see the Sound of Music, and then you don't. You see Nonsense.
It's kind of a cross between Sound of Music and Sister Act.
It is. It predated Sister Act. That's interesting. It was the first big nun show.
Well, maybe.
No, The Sound of Music was the first. What am I saying? The Sound of Music.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
And Nonsense is definitely a comedy. I mean, it's a musical comedy with the capital C.
Okay, I have to put in a little story here about Sister Act.
Good.
My uncle, very, very, very favorite uncle of mine, was living in Reno, Nevada for a while, and he was at a casino, as he was prone to be, sitting at a table when suddenly someone came up to him and said, "Do you mind being filmed for a movie?" And he said, "That's fine." And sure enough, the next few minutes, Whoopi Goldberg comes over, introduces herself, and the scene where they're chasing her through the casino is my uncle sitting at the table, kind of shielding
her. How cool is that?
So there you go. My uncle Walter Owen, famous artist from New Bedford, and that's my little uncle story about Sister Act.
That's cool. Whoopee!
Never told anybody that before. So now we have the story of Nonsense that we're going to do a whole show on in a few weeks, and the star is coming from New York.
Yeah, it's Marilyn Farina, who performed it three times up here in the 80s and 90s at Theater by the Sea. And I've known her for, 25 years. And she, I stumbled into the show in New York when it first opened, which must have been 1986, 87, 85, I don't know, something like that. And I laughed so hard I could not see straight. There is a sequence in the show where the Mother Superior is brought a small vial, V-I-A-L, mm-hmm. of some kind of substance by the novitiate, the young nun who doesn't know her way around. And the Mother Superior unscrews it and takes a sniff. And then there is a 15-minute physical comedy as the effects of this little substance just in the vial, yes, affect the Mother Superior until she completely loses control. It's hysterical.
Okay.
So I remember that. So when when Laura and Rennie and I went to Theater by the Sea, we brought Marilyn and Nonsense up for the first time. And she's back. She hasn't been here in Rhode Island in, I think, 10, 12 years. And she'll be back to perform the Mother Superior again. It's hysterical.
Well, it'll be nice to have her here, and we'll be looking forward to that. Nonsense will be playing at the theater May 11th through June 3rd.
That's right.
And you can get tickets for any of the shows at Courthouse Center for the Arts by calling the box office at 782-1018 and talk to the lovely people there. I think Rochelle is manning the box office these days, so talk to Rochelle and tell her Mike sent you, and she'll say hello. And you can also do it online. Go to the website, and the website is a real tough one. It's courthousearts.org.
Yep.
Easy enough to remember. Yep. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about another show coming right after Nonsense, which is Titanic. And that's going to be interesting to find out about. We'll do that after these messages. And more then with Courthouse Center for the Arts. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson of Courthouse Center for the Arts at the historic Washington County Courthouse. Now, the building itself, Richard, which is really an amazing place. I've been there a couple times. It's you got the downstairs, the main level as you walk
where,
in.
Where we have our galleries.
Have galleries there.
And offices. And
frequently there's free things for people to come there.
There are free things. You mean the cupcakes?
There's cupcakes and, and beverage.
And beverage and all this.
What a deal.
Yeah.
And then the time I was there, you were giving away wine.
We were on opening. Our opening night celebrations, absolutely. Wine, cheese, vegetables, you name it.
Yeah.
We throw a reception for anybody that comes on opening night, the first Friday night.
Excellent. Yeah. So if you want to take advantage of that, you get to try some local wine, some local beer.
You do. Oh, and the Sons of Liberty bring their vodka, pour their vodka, and pour their last opening night. We had not only their vodka, but we had their whiskey as well. And
right.
It's fantastic.
Right. So
free samples,
little things happening there. So little benefits, little perks at Courthouse Center for the Arts. And then you go upstairs to what was the courtroom, and that's where the shows take place. And people will get to see Nonsense and Titanic, and then after that, To Kill a Mockingbird is coming. Ooh, that sounds interesting, too. So lots of wonderful things happening. There's always artwork all around. And
we have a music series, and we have a special event next weekend called Medical Arts, which is a weekend of literally that, medical arts, doctors, nurses, and their arts. We're doing a live burlesque show featuring the doctors and nurses of South County Hospital, I might add.
The doctors and nurses of South County Hospital.
Right.
Are going to be doing a live burlesque show.
Directed by Broadway director Richard Sabellico.
So Richard Sabellico is coming in from New York to direct. Okay.
Doctors and nurses. And they're going to be doing doctor and nurse sketches.
And can people attend this?
Absolutely. It's Friday. That is Friday night, the 27th of April. And it's at 6 p.m.
Okay. Excellent. So if you want to see some friends of yours that might be from South County Hospital, there's the opportunity to do that. All right, let's get to Titanic and talk a little bit about that. And this is I don't think I've ever seen or heard about the show. I mean, obviously the movie, but fill us in a little bit about the show.
Well, it's Titanic the musical, and it won the Tony Award for Best Musical sometime in the 90s. I think it was like 1994 or 1995, but we should check the dates on that. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical. I saw it on Broadway, and I was really moved by it. It ran for about, I think, just under a year. Even after winning the Tony Award for Best Musical. And the reason I chose it is because it has a ravishing score by Maury Yeston, and because it's so current. You know, as we know, two weekends ago was the 100th anniversary.
100th anniversary, right? There's been all kinds of things on TV, and we aren't that far away from the history when we have Dr. Robert Ballad right down
up the road.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to the overture from that, and then we'll be back with more.
To fabricate great works at once magnificent and impossible. On desert sands, from mountains of stone, a pyramid. From flying buttresses alone, a wall of light. A chapel ceiling screaming one man's ecstasy, one man's ecstasy. Miracles them all, China's endless wall, Stonehenge, the Parthenon, the Duomo, the aqueducts of Rome. We did not attempt to make with mammoth blocks of stone a giant pyramid, no, not a pyramid, nor Gothic walls that radiate with light. Our task was to dream upon and then create a floating city, floating city. A human metropolis, a complete civilization, sleek and fast, at once a poem, and the perfection of physical engineering. At once a poem, and the perfection of physical engineering.
Titanic the musical sounds like it's going to be very majestic as well as titanic.
It is. It's very moving. It's very funny at the beginning, and then it's not so funny later.
Right.
And I think I think what's wonderful about it is that it is iconic. We still remember it 100 years later because it was so glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
And it became so horrible. And it was, they set out to build this, as they say in the musical, a floating city. Great works that are at once magnificent and impossible. That there was a lot of dreaming behind this. But as is often the case, it wasn't built the way that it needed to be built.
Right, as we're finding out now, there could have been structural problems perhaps some cutting of corners and things like that.
Yeah, and so many people perished. So we remember both the glamour of it and we remember the angst and the horror of it, actually. And I think that's what makes it compelling and a wonderful story, because essentially it's about the people.
I think one of the advantages of a show like this, and I've not seen it, as I mentioned, but But versus a show that people aren't familiar, perhaps if you're not familiar with Joseph, for example, which you just finished, and you're not familiar with the story, you have to figure it out as it goes along.
Right.
Versus here at Titanic, almost everyone that's alive has seen the movie.
Yes.
So they know the story. It's no surprise here. It's not going to be hard to follow. It's just going to illustrate or tell the story in a different way.
Right, and as you could hear from that first number, it's just a gorgeous score. It's mm-hmm. moving. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful show. And most people here haven't seen it, which is one of the reasons we thought to do it.
Excellent. And we'll have a cast, obviously.
Yes, we will. There's a cast of about 30 people in it.
Wow.
As you'll hear from the next selection, the chorus work in it is terrific. And I've been talking to Poppy Champlin, who is a local Rhode Island comedian, who is terrific, to play Alice Bean, who is the second-class passenger from Ohio who just cannot wait to stand next to Mrs. Guggenheim and Mrs. Astor. And she's the comic relief in the show. And it's a wonderful character. The woman that won it, the woman that played it on Broadway, Victoria mm-hmm. Clark, won the Tony Award
for
Best Performance in a Musical. So we'll have Poppy and about 20 others. 30 others.
About 29 others.
How about 29 and a half? Yeah. And children, too.
And children, too.
You know, there were children on the boat. That's the thing we don't remember so well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody. I mean, there was no discrimination as far as people who's lost their lives on that ship. We're going to listen to a bunch. That's a technical term.
Bunch. B-U-N-C-H.
A bunch of music here. Actually, yeah. Four different cuts from Titanic as we go out to the next break. Tell us where we're picking up and why.
We're picking up with the song that sort of explains how the ship was built, and then we go into the opening day and the passengers streaming on board and everyone wishing Godspeed Titanic as it pulls away from the dock.
All right, we will listen to those to give you a little more flavor for the show, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Boxall, morning, Captain Smith.
Morning, Captain.
Morning, Captain.
36,000 oranges, Titanic.
Morning, Mr. Hitchens.
Morning, Mr. Pittman.
Morning, Mr. Murdoch.
Morning, Captain Smith.
Morning, Murdoch.
Morning, Captain.
Mr. Pittman, please complete the loading of the freight and prepare for the boarding of the serving staff and crew.
China dishes and 20,000 crystal drinking glasses, Titanic.
One Renault
For the mail. Not as fast as this, Mr. Eastman. Never quite like this one, sir.
The pride of mankind, dominion over the sea.
The dream
of progress, it brings great honor to me.
To be the master
and the builder
and the owner
of the largest moving object in the world.
So a body could walk to America. I'm Catherine McGowan, but everyone calls me Kate.
I'm Kate too, Kate Mullins.
And I'm Kate 3, Kate Murphy.
It must be fate then.
It's not fate, it's Irish.
Are you traveling alone?
Not me, I've got a fella. See that good looking one up ahead? I'm planning to marry him.
When's that gonna be?
Soon as I meet him.
It's to America we aim, to find a better life. We pray to make this trip, let all our children's children know that this day long ago we dreamt of them and came aboard this ship. For the maiden voyage, for the maiden voyage, get us all aboard.
To this.
It's a sight for once in a lifetime.
And the chance to run away and marry now we two daren't miss.
It's a chance for once in a lifetime.
Yes, a chance for once in a lifetime.
Can't wait to board that ship today. Be with her when she pulls away and takes her maiden sail. I must get on.
People will attend, the best among them will be friend. They'll stand right next to us, be at my fingertip.
Great heads of state and millionaires who run the world's affairs will all be there. I must get on that ship for the maiden voyage, for the maiden voyage. Get us all aboard.
Colonel John Jacob Astor and Mrs. Astor too, arriving now from the boat train direct from Waterloo Station, may proceed to their parlor suite A62.
Her name is Madeleine. She's John Jacob Astor's second wife. She's only 19 years old, and now she's married to a prominent man worth over $150 million and 29 years her senior. They've only been married 7 months. She's already 7 months pregnant, and the scandal was such they ran away to Europe to avoid the publicity. Avoid the publicity!
Mr. and Mrs. Isidore Strauss may proceed to Parlor Suite B55.
Aren't they modest? You never think by looking at them that he and his brother own Macy's department store. Own Macy's department store! Outright! And he was close advisor to President Grover Cleveland and served in the House of Representatives 2 full terms. And that's his wife of 40 years named Ida. Sad she has been well. So the two of them have been wintering on the French Riviera!
Mr. Benjamin Guggenheim time, and Marty will find his customary suite on A deck.
Made his money by smelting gold, spends it like water. $4,500 for the Louis Quatorze suite, so he can live in luxurious sin with his latest mistress. And they call that justice? They call that justice?
Mr. and Mrs. George Widener may proceed to Promenade Suite B51.
He's the richest man in Philadelphia.
Mr. and Mrs. John B. Thayer and family, Promenade Suite B58.
Vice President of the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Mrs. Charlotte Drake Cardoza, Suite B54.
No one really knows who she is, but the newspaper says she booked the most expensive suite on the ship and travels with 14 steamer trunks, a medicine chest, her personal pillows and sheets, and 4 little Pekingese dogs. So she must be somebody. She must be somebody.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center for the Arts, and we have been listening to music, just left listening to music from the Titanic, which is going to be playing at the Courthouse June 21st to July 15th. Before that will be Nonsense, and we're going to do a whole show on Nonsense in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. Nonsense is running May 11th to June 3rd. And there's going to be another event this coming up in a little while, June 21st or something like that, a benefit, right?
Yes, we have our big annual event, our fundraising event, which is called this year Courting the Arts Together Under One Historic Roof. And we'll be at the Dunes Club, and there'll be dinner and drinks and a live auction of some pretty fantastic stuff. And also we will have a 30-minute live entertainment. It'll be a program featuring the highlights of each of our productions from last September through now.
Wow. All right. Well, that sounds like something to look forward to. June 21st.
Right.
And imagine more information will become available on the website, which is courthousearts.org. And if you want to use the telephone the old-fashioned way, 401-782-1018.
Yes.
And give them a call. We have been listening, as I mentioned, to Titanic. We will go out later on in this segment with some more music from Titanic. But right now, at the top of the show, we mentioned that you had a music series that started last Thursday night. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Right. We started off, it was actually really a big hit. It was Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones, also featuring Ursula George, and the place really rocked. On June 7th, we've got our first jazz concert, which is going to be the Gray Sargent Quartet, which is Gray Sargent and bassist Marshall Wood, and they're both in the current Tony Bennett Orchestra, and they are so cool.
Hmm.
Then in September, we have Christine Ullman and Rebel Montez, who are local huge favorites, I understand. That's September 6th. She's the Beehive Queen, lead vocalist for NBC's Saturday Night Orchestra.
Oh, so a little soul presentation.
A little soul presentation. And then we go to rock and roll on October 4th with Farron Butcher, Inc., known as FBI. And that is David Hull, Charlie Farron, and John Butcher of Axis. So that's what we have. Then we end with a folk concert, folk revivalists Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldaur on November 8th. And this seems like it's going to be really popular at the courthouse.
Excellent. Yep. A lot of stuff coming up as usual. And in the meantime, also in the fall will be To Kill a Mockingbird, Dracula.
And we're thinking about turning the courthouse, the whole courthouse, into a haunted courthouse.
Wow. And
during the run of Dracula.
That'll end right before Halloween. So that's,
yes, indeed.
That's good timing.
Yes.
And then Home for the Holidays will be happening in December. We'll get more information about that. I'm sure Richard will be back several times before all of that takes place. So we'll talk more about that later. But right now, one of the people that was performing last Thursday night, we're going to listen to something from her CD, right? Tell us about her.
Her name is Laurie Urso. She has a band called Ursula George. And she performed the other night. She performed a wonderful set of vaudeville era songs. And we're going to play one of them from her CD right now.
Here we go.
Thank you. If you tell me about the girlfriend that you had, well, you know I care. But what can I do? I sit here waiting for your lights on the road. I sit here waiting for you to come home.
There you have Laurie Urso, and the song was called Little Honey. A little catchy tune there. So that's a very neat thing. So that music series is coming up. Make sure you find out about that. And Richard, I want to thank you for coming in today and putting all this together at kind of the last minute. We were planning on a nonsense show. So see, we're telling you the story behind the story, but things didn't work out, so we'll have him back
in a couple
weeks.
So we've not been here for 4.5 hours, no.
Right. And we will have nonsense for you in a couple weeks, and that is going to be opening on May 11th, and then Sunday night, May 13th, will be airing our nonsense show, so you can hear all about the scenes, behind-the-scenes story. Thanks for coming in, Richard.
Thank you again.
And we want to make sure we've covered all the bases here, so you know about the upcoming shows, you know about the American Music Series, and the South County Hospital
Medical Arts
Show. That sounds like it's going to be very interesting.
It'll be fun, yeah.
And then the benefit on June 21st. And exactly what's going to happen at the benefit? Is it going to be lots of, you said, highlights from all the shows?
It's at the Dunes Club, and there's going to be a big live auction, and there will be highlights from all of our shows from Pippin through the end of this season. So, and lots of food and cocktails and fun. And it's the night of the regatta, so we'll be able to watch the boats as well out in the bay. It should be awesome.
Should be a great night. That's June 21st. And we're going to go out with some more music from Titanic, and... This I guess, is not a whole lot to say here. We'll just finish with this. Anything you want to say about this piece?
Yeah, it's the hymn for safe crossing that the passengers sing, and then it segues into a song called Doing the Latest Rag, which is the first class passengers having a ball. This is in the early part of the journey.
All right. We'll listen to that now, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Follow the band and shout, isn't it a lovely day?
Yes!
Watching all the ladies in Parisian fashions on display.
Young Mr. Hartley is playing quite smartly in rhythm that could never nag.
It's a musical treat to hear a band with a beat performing their latest rag.
How do you do, my friend? So good to see you once more. How long since we first met? Has it been 3 days or four? It seems like so much longer than a little weekend jag.
On the ship by ourselves on this glorious afternoon, doing the latest rag.
I love the cool of the breeze. Feel the rhythm of the song in your knees. Promenading along at your ease like a feather in the air.
Is that a hint of a chill? When you're dancing out of doors, it's a thrill. Keeps you hearty and healthier still. Take a partner if you dare. Everyone is bursting with emotion, dancing as we cross the mighty ocean, moving to the rhythm of the latest rag.
Come on and dance with me, please. Feel the rhythm of the latest rag.
happier still. Take a partner if you dare. Out on the well, Dick ships personnel, Dick feel all the ocean spray. On the upper hotel, Dick, cold water swell, Dick, great for your déjeuner. Turn the corner on the port parallel, Dick, it's La Bluebell, Dick, all of the rest passé. Now the band is betting, this ragtime setting will take you away. Everyone up and out, nobody lag about, let your darker spirits climb. Strolling with the orchestra beside you, playing four time. We've got a fellow who's better on cello than any other ship can brag. So take a go by the hand and lend an ear to the band. Do today's latest prank. I'm dancing out on the well, Dick ship's personnel, Dick, feel all the ocean spray. On the upper hotel, Dick, cold water swell, Dick, kick all your cares away. Turn the corner on the port parallel, Dick, great demoiselle, Dick, watch all the girls sashay. How the ragtime music will take you away.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.